Backseat Producers, episode number 297, Thor, The Dark World.
It's 1984, and Frank, a frustrated gay teen, flees to Amsterdam, where he finds a new home and a job at the House of Boys.
That's my vote. House of Boys.
That's fantastic.
Melina will love it. Maybe Melina will come out. She loves watching movies where two dudes kiss.
House of Boys is a buy for you? Okay, good to know.
It doesn't take long to learn everything.
Yeah. You've actually kind of already gotten to the end of the list. Yeah. Spoiler.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Daryl.
This is Jolie.
This is David.
I guess I'm Sean.
Yeah.
Did I break the protocol?
Yeah,
I'm back to stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll get the hang of it.
All right, so Sean is Jolie's husband?
Yes. He also, I'm bringing him as an expert witness because he works in a movie theater and can answer all number of movie theater
questions. Man, I already got like five or six just right off the top of my head.
So we have a real expert in show business.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I have important questions. How often do you find people doing it in the theater?
That's pretty rare.
Really?
Yeah.
How often do you suspect it's happening, though?
I mean, I assume it's happening all the time.
Because every time I go to the theater, I just assume everyone around me is having sex.
I did have this situation where... I had this employee, and he's, like, the shyest kid you're ever going to run into. Like, I would describe him as socially deformed.
Deformed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's, like stay at home. Yeah, yeah, for sure. He got dropped on his head or something.
We probably know him from Archon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we probably game with him.
Yep. So, you know the type. Anyway, he comes up to one of my other managers and is like, I think that there's... two people doing stuff.
Yeah,
in one of the auditoriums.
In the auditorium.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so they're like, "Well, is there anyone else in the auditorium?" No. Not worth interrupting that, I guess.
Are they texting? No. Are they taking pictures? No.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, they're not recording the movie. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there butts in the seat? Yeah, they ordered popcorn? Yeah, they're fine. Hey, they're perfect customers.
Well, I'm pretty sure their butts were not in the seat.
Maybe up in the air.
Or maybe one of them.
I don't know. Well, here's what I do know is that...
Do your seats have fold-up arms?
No.
That's
comfortable.
Ouch.
But the punchline is that when that movie was over, only two dudes came out of the auditorium.
Ooh,
he had to go home for the day. Like
His mind was no longer shattered.
Yeah, he was no longer viable.
It was the House of Boys.
Yeah, that was my next question. What was the movie?
Yeah, I don't remember the movie.
I don't think they do either.
I suspect that's true.
Well, to be fair, I don't remember half the movies I see either. And I'm not going to do in the theater most of the time.
Oh, wow. No wonder his mind was destroyed.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to think about
that's a good story.
Brain exploding.
I think it did explode. It probably fell out through his legs, too.
I mean, that's one possible.
I feel like the imagery is like also oddly sexual. All right, what are we talking about next week, Tony?
Did we really decide? Is it House of Boys?
Why not?
Okay. House of Boys.
After it's the new Skanksgiving.
Like happy Skanksgiving.
Happy Skanksgiving.
We're equal opportunity Skanksgivingists.
Well, this is in response to all the people who had complaints about Sausage Fest being false advertising.
Like, there's too many ladies? Or
did everybody else not pull out their dicks? Because I thought that was a whole thing. Because the room I was in had a lot of naked dudes. That happened to anybody else? Well, man, I gotta stop drinking.
In truth, I did not see a single dong there.
I saw plenty of dongs.
I missed it.
Listen, I pick up a lot of people. Half of them are dudes. A lot.
I didn't see the dildo corn guy this year.
Dildo corn?
Yeah, there's this dude, like, he shaves his head and he walks. You know, like, some of those dildos have, like, the suction cup end on them?
He puts a suction cup.
Okay.
Yeah, he puts the suction cup on his ball. He shaves his head. He puts it on his forehead. He walks around like a unicorn.
I saw that guy. He was there.
With an actual dildo?
I can verify.
Yeah.
An actual, you know, it doesn't take much.
It was veiny. So.
Very veiny.
What is the level of detail?
It was
pink. One that I saw was pink.
That's not a level of detail. That's a color. I mean, I'm talking was there very specific contours? Was it an obvious mold?
It was cut.
It was clearly dick-shaped.
Well, there's a lot of things that are dick, like this soda's dick-shaped.
Clearly shaped like dick, not as in
maybe
like...
Maybe that explains why he sees dicks everywhere, as he thinks that's what a dick looks like.
When he doesn't call the microphone out for the thing I can do,
listen, the dickrophones are fine, all right?
Maybe he just goes to a gas station and sees dicks everywhere.
37 goddamn dicks.
Why does everyone have dicks on the table?
There was a Daily Show Colbert Report where they did, like, the hidden phalluses of the Denver International Airport. Pictures of stuff in DIA. Phallus. It was really funny. Because they were all dick-shaped, Tony.
I gathered.
All right,
so what are we talking about this week? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's Thor.
All right, well.
Do you need an aspirin?
No. Why do we want to have a heart attack?
Thor. Dark World. Jolie, what do you think?
Oh, God, you had to start with me. I really like this one.
Can you change what order you are?
I like this a lot better than I liked the last one, and that's what was important because I went in kind of having zero expectations, assuming I'd hate it, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Huh. Daryl?
I enjoyed it, but I felt if outside of the action sequences, the story was kind of tepid.
Huh. David?
This has replaced my Life of Pi as the worst movie-going experience I've ever had, although the movie was much improved over Thor 1.
We'll get back to that, because it sounds like a story.
It is a story. You know, I've already told it to you.
Sean?
I like Thor quite a lot. I mean...
Well, this one?
No, I like them both. I mean, my level of, like, requirement for a movie like this is pretty low. Like, I just need some laughs and then, like, some references... And I'm generally set. So that's all the movie was, is just like, joke, smash thing, joke, smash thing, joke, smash thing.
I don't know if you're going to fit in around here, Sean. We got pretty refined palates. I mean, next week we're reviewing House of Boys. I feel like next week you should bring a monocle.
Yep.
True story.
And a chipumple.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is that?
You know what chipumple is?
Oh, what?
I feel like when you explain it to me, I'm going to think it's reasonable that I don't know what that is.
It's a... Okay, I'm trying to remember the exact...
It just doesn't sound like you know what it is either.
No. I'm trying to remember that. It's pies baked into cakes stacked on top of each other.
I don't like what you're talking about.
No,
I haven't tried it.
I've seen rather pornographic pictures of such things on Reddit, so... Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed the first one.
You liked
it. And
everything.
This one was better.
This one was better.
That was my... All right, so...
I actually did enjoy the movie.
Tell everybody about your terrible experience. I know this story.
So
I'm going to look up at Chipumble while you're doing that.
Do that, please. So on Sunday, I went to go see the movie, and the theater by my place is like this $5 early bird ticket price thing. So we roll in, and apparently we had like a 5-minute storm on Sunday at the 1-hour mark of the movie. So the power goes off, and so the movie goes off. So we're sitting there in the darkness. So like maybe 10 minutes later, the staff comes in and like, all right, well, we're going to restart the movie in a few minutes. So like another 10 minutes later, they start the movie, only there's no video now. There is only audio. so I can hear the audio, and it's driving me crazy because I can hear things happening. That drives me up the wall. So I'm like yelling at them, stop, don't do this. So finally, after 10 minutes of audio, they stop it. And I'm like, yeah, you gotta roll it back. So then they turn it on, and then the video is there where the audio has gotten into in the movie. So someone dies on screen, and I have no context for it whatsoever. Then, after yelling for another 10 minutes, they roll it back to...
You were just yelling in the theater?
Yeah, there was only...
That's usually the most effective communication.
I know. Well, the guy was leaning out of the booth, and he's like, is this where you are? No?
Oh, really?
So, then they roll it back, and then I have to watch Thor and What's-Her-Face awkwardly walk around Asgard for another 10 minutes. Everything happened in 10-minute increments. It was a temporal anomaly. It was terrible.
It's just so they can later show his webisodes on YouTube. They're cutting for the YouTube 10-minute limit.
I hadn't considered that.
So basically the power went out?
Basically the
power. And you were sad?
I was sad because I hate rewatching things.
Oh, yeah. It's like torture.
I also hate not finishing things. And they were like, well, if you want to leave, you can get the money back. And my dad's like, so do you want to go? And I'm like, no, I got to finish it now. We're halfway through. Also, I don't have time to see it again before Wednesday. And I'm going to be late for band practice because we've been here an extra 45 minutes.
Was this an AMC theater?
It was, no. It was De Pere?
Oh, yes. So I was on the opposite end of that experience on the same day. So we were literally doing the same thing at different places. And so the thing is that the projectors now are basically big computers.
Sure.
Except for they have a really dumb light bulb attached. And so you have to go through and restart every one. And it takes like 5 minutes because it's a big, stupid computer.
Sure.
And then on top of that, you have to be good at your job, which at my particular company is frowned upon.
Competency is not tolerated here.
Yeah. So there was a competent guy who worked there. They asked him to leave. So
yeah, we can't
that's
that.
Part of the problem money. Is like as long as everything goes smoothly, it's fine. But as soon as something goes wrong, your faults are instantly exposed. So for our theater, the power went off. We got everything back on in 10 minutes. We didn't have the problem where the
first
audio
10
was
minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it took 10 minutes to do everything, and that's about how long it had to go for the second power flicker. So then I had to run around and do it all over again. And then after that was done, it was like, and I go back to counting my money, and then off for 2 hours. So we had to evacuate the building. And wasn't too bad, but I used to work at a theater with an urban clientele. And so, like, Tyler Perry would ruin my life twice a year. So I have, like, a sensitivity. Like, if one of those movies goes down, I'm like, gotta get it fixed because that particular group is very verbally abusive. They're really, really mean. And so I'm just like, gotta go!
Tyler Perry fans are dicks is what I'm hearing
you
say.
Yeah, no, I will stand by that statement.
They're very vocal.
Whenever someone
very demanding.
Whenever someone compliments Tyler Perry, I'm like, I would bring that dude up on war crimes in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
He has a lot of post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, I don't respond to loud noises or black dudes in drag. It's bad.
That is quite a problem.
I recently saw a preview for him. Yeah,
you need House of Boys now. To further destroy.
I guess that depends on what you mean by boys.
Yes, it's true.
Like if it ends with a Z, we might have some trouble.
Ooh.
Okay, so the Chirpumple is an apple pie baked into a spice cake.
Man, we are already phoning it in for Thanksgiving.
A pumpkin in yellow. And a cherry in white, and they're stacked.
So here's my biggest takeaway from Thor 2. I would watch probably a 10-movie series where it was just Kat Dennings and Loki rolling around solving mysteries.
With Stellan Skarsgård being there...
Naked.
Yeah, just running around naked.
Every episode he has to be naked. I would watch so many movies with that formula. Get rid of Thor, get rid of... keep Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Because he did kick a
lot. Well, yeah, because Heimdall, just have Heimdall be their mode of transport.
No, no, I don't need Heimdall. I just need Idris Elba.
He just be a spirit guide of some kind.
Have Heimdall.
I know, I don't want Heimdall. Have him. I want Idris Elba. I want Idris Elba to play Idris Elba.
Oh, well, there you go. He could be their DJ.
I don't need a Heimdall filter on Idris Elba.
He could be their DJ, because he does that.
He and Stellan Skarsgård can dance naked together.
Boom.
It'll be a whole
House of Boys
post-racial integration thing. It'll be perfect. I got this whole arc lined out.
We need to kickstart that.
Yeah.
Yeah, work on the spec script.
On the list.
It's on the Kickstarter list.
My plate's very full with these other projects. Let's make the Punch-Out movie done.
All right, so
I also had a raging boner the entire time because I could name all the 9 world realms of the Norse mythology.
Do it.
I don't want to.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Yes.
Well, now I don't believe you.
Well, that's fair. Coward.
Jotunheim, Niflheim.
Vanaheim, Midgard, Asgard.
Midgard, Asgard. That's about as good as I get.
Jotunheim, Vanaheim.
I know at one point I could have.
Alfheim, Midgard, Asgard.
Nerd.
Damn it.
Well, I was going to wait till he finished, but yeah.
Damn it. Fine.
I'm going to go ahead and add taunting him into doing this to my list of regrets.
Damn it. I had them.
It's a long list.
Because the other three sound similar, too.
No.
There's a...
Maybe I'll start listing my regrets.
Vanaheim, Alfheim, Midgard, Asgard, Jotunheim.
Sondheim.
Svartalheim is the...
Niflheim.
Damn it, that's it!
I said that one.
No, you said Jotunheim.
I said Niflheim, too.
Well, then you got two.
All right, so then there's also Nidavellir.
Nidavellir.
Nidavellir. There's no D in... There's only one D in there.
All right.
And that's
the last one's a T, right?
And no, it's an M.
Listen, man, I don't know what the
title is. Muspelheim.
I don't know what that means.
You made that up.
It's on the VikingMythology.com website.
So. Oh, I also went to that website.
That's apparently the home of the fire giants and demons.
Yeah, it was the realm that was on fire.
Yeah.
Let's just see the travel posters now.
I was also upset that there were no Norns, who are like the Fates, who are supposed to protect Asgard. That's not really Heimdall's job. He just kind of watches stuff.
I did like how they kind of very, very quickly threw in the crow. It was only one, though.
No, the two were flying around.
Were there two? Yeah. I only noticed
I don't know why they only did one that landed on his arm, though. Yeah. That seemed weird. Which one was it? I bet it was Hugin.
Probably. He's a dick that way.
No, Munin's the dick.
Which one steals the spotlight, though?
Hugin.
Well?
Listen, your memories never steal a spotlight. Just don't. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm so far removed from Norse mythology at this point.
So am I. I actually don't like it. I just read all those stupid Iron Druid books, and like the premise of books 2 through 4 is they go to Asgard to kill Thor.
Well.
So all it is just, most of the first book is just Irish Bation. The next is Norse Bation. Jesus, stop it. Also, this movie had a distinct lack of Gulenbursti, the mechanical construct boar with the golden mane.
You're right.
I just really like that word, Gulenbursti. I call my new cat that. He's got like this tuft of fur. Call it his Gulenbursti. I don't know, I got nothing.
It's a good thing you said that because I was confused.
All right, so acting?
It doesn't take much to be Thor. I'm happy Thor was Thor.
I think that Chris Hemsworth's, like, plugging away on being awesome. So, like, he's been in a bunch of movies that have been great. So, like, Cabin in the Woods was really great.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Avengers, and that's a great movie, so it technically counts. If you didn't see Rush, the race car movie, that movie was fucking great. And then then Thor 2, and I rewatched Thor 1, and it's not spectacular, but it's perfectly serviceable. perfectly serviceable.
But it's
boring. That's what you want. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah, it's fucking boring.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But there's
origin movies usually are.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Thor. Here's the thing about Thor 1. You know what I don't want to see? I don't want to see the God of Thunder not being the God of Thunder. I don't want him to look at the hammer and not use it for like 90% of the movie. What I want is what I got in Thor 2. Starts with the hammer, continues with the hammer, ends with the hammer.
That's the problem with the Thor origin story.
Yeah.
The way Marvel tells it is that he gets... Yeah.
Thor origin story. It wasn't a good movie.
No, that sequence where he goes to get the hammer back, that's pretty cool. I like that sequence.
You know, him in the mud.
Yeah.
Kicking ass, and then you get the Hawkeye.
Well, he was
cameo.
Also in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yep. I left that off, because it would undermine my point. You dick.
He was also Captain Kirk's father.
I didn't know that.
He was also in the remake of Red Dawn. I'm cheating.
Congratulations, IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb is really good at this. Look, they know everything.
Well, I mean, even the best actors have turkeys in their repertoire.
I was actually looking this up because he was in something I saw recently that was on your list. That actually.
Plus, the thing is that actors just basically choose the material. They're rarely ever responsible for it. So you can really only rely on them insofar as you can rely on, you know, tastemakers or whatever.
I don't know what that is.
So, like, if somebody you know has a good opinion on movies...
They don't know anybody like that.
Okay.
Nobody here, that's for sure.
We can imagine, though.
Listen, I know of one movie review podcast, and one of the guys knows what he's talking about, but no one else does.
So you have the one guy, so you know what I'm talking about.
I know, that guy.
The guy who you relatively agree with.
Yeah, that guy wishes he could grow a sweet mustache for November, but it just turned into a shitty goatee. That doesn't connect in the middle or the sides.
This is going to be the whole month of November, isn't it?
Yeah, I've already decided just to shave it off and give up.
Congratulations, quitter.
Quitter talk. Yeah.
Listen, this is the month for quitting. It's also NaNoWriMo.
That's true.
I'll be joined by countless other people who are giving up on
things. There
will
be so many people that quit on that.
All right, so let's actually talk about this movie. So I thought Thor was fine. I mean, it doesn't really take much to be the God of Thunder. Again, the romance with him and what's her
face. Yeah, it's so easy because we're all being the God of Thunder. I'm going to be the God of Thunder later.
Listen, underneath this jacket,
yeah,
it's thunderous. It's the thunder from down under.
Well, thank you for leaving it on.
If you eat all those burritos, you'll be very thunderous.
I'm actually wearing two coats right now.
I'm surprised that Malekith was Christopher Eccleston.
I was not surprised by that because I looked it up beforehand.
I did not look it up beforehand, and I didn't know it till afterwards. And still wouldn't have known watching it. I watched clips of the movie after the fact. Still couldn't tell it was him. That was fake. It's a good makeup job.
It was an alright makeup job. I kind of feel like they didn't have to go that far with it.
Yeah, they completely hid who it was.
I kind of thought that the Dark Elves looked stupid.
You can't say that.
Compared to what? Of course, you have a model to...
like real Dark Elves.
Okay, the real ones.
None of them look like Drists.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't dual-wielding and didn't have a tiger or whatever the hell it is. But I don't know. I thought that was fine. That seemed okay.
Stellan Skarsgård was awesome.
Stellan Skarsgård is usually
he
awesome.
He tends to be awesome, though.
He was especially awesome when he was running around naked.
Yes.
That's the thing that I really loved about the movie is there's so many people who are there just for comic relief. Like, that seems to be the primary motivator for... 40% of the movie. Every time Stellan Skarsgård. Every time he shows up, it's hilarious. Loki's hilarious through the whole thing, which is awesome because he's supposed to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that is really... Just figured out the problem with the first Thor. Loki is serious as Daniel Craig. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Loki was not... Loki enough in the first one.
Yeah, no. He's just like a fucking prick.
Well,
and
he's
so...
an emo kid in the first movie, just because he's like really serious and he's got the hair and...
Well, he was kind of that way in this one too, but he hit it better.
Oh, when he was doing that shape-shifting nonsense, that was hysterical.
Oh my god, yeah. It was the best way to work in one of those cameos.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem with the first movie. We could go back and fix it. But then, where was I going? Loki.
The funny.
Loki was more Loki this time.
Loki, sure.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, that guy's always good as Loki. I know, he's got that down.
Yeah.
And there wasn't very much Anthony Hopkins, which I think was a good move. That was a problem with the other one.
There wasn't
one.
Very much in the first one because he was asleep through half the first one.
Yeah, and there was still too much. Figure that out.
Yeah, it's weird when he's sitting on that throne dispensing kingly advice. I don't know, something. And then Anthony Hopkins is a really good actor. Why are you Odin? Knock it off.
I didn't believe him as Odin. I wanted somebody more warrior-like.
Yeah, and
I want Clint Eastwood.
The eye patch constantly looks like it's going to fall off.
Yeah, I want Clint Eastwood.
Like
he's
just
as
too low on his eye socket.
Can you imagine Clint Eastwood? Like, he wouldn't even need that eye patch. He just...
Yeah, here's what you do.
Wince up that one eye until it's just gone.
Listen, here's what you do. And I can see this being, if you want like a five-minute Odin vignette, you take the last 5 minutes of Gran Torino.
Yeah.
And when he falls down, he just falls down into Asgard. Just boom. Falls down into the Golden Throne.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, done.
But yeah, never mind. I remember
Gran Torino's Odin's origin story.
I remembered where I was going because I was going to talk about how much I hated Daniel Craig.
You know he's not in this movie.
Yeah, but I hate him now. So, like, did you guys see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
So, yes, everybody
the
else...
The first one was better.
Everybody in the whole movie, Robin Wright Penn, Rooney Mara, everybody does a Swedish accent. Like, they try to do it. Everybody except for him, he just rocks his English accent, which either means he tried it and failed it, or he's such a megalomaniacal asshole.
No, he's totally, you know what it is? He's totally taken on the perspective that he is the next James Bond because fucking Connery does the same thing. He never does an accent in any of the movie. He just
yeah, it's
himself.
The same thing.
He already has an accent.
But the difference is that
he doesn't do any accent that he's supposed to be doing.
Sean Connery has this interesting thing called charisma. I fucking hate Daniel Craig. Like, he ruined... Like, originally Cowboys and Aliens was supposed to star Robert Downey Jr. And so you could see how that movie would sort of work, because he would be funny in it. He wouldn't be such a stoic prick that you don't give a shit about what happens to him or anyone else in the movie. But you put Daniel Craig in, and all of a sudden it turns into a Holocaust movie with cowboys. Because that's all he's good for, is, like, super serious shit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I got, like, 20 minutes into that movie. I'm like, I can't do this.
That's the correct response.
I can't do this to myself.
That's the correct response.
I love myself.
Yeah.
I can't do this to me.
And so what I always say about him is that I feel like if he were in a Mexican standoff, like, everybody has guns.
I like how racist this is getting, yes.
And somebody farted, and everybody started laughing. He would be confused and angry by it.
He'd start shooting.
He wouldn't start shooting. He'd just be like, guys, that's not funny!
Guys, we're having a thing here.
Damn it!
He'd probably run around a lot, too. I don't have that level of hate for Dan and Craig. I just don't give a shit about him.
But the problem is that he gets put into stuff. Like, it's like, I see that he's bad, but it's like every year, it's like the new Daniel Craig movie comes out. Are you excited about Daniel Craig? No, hate him. Who keeps hiring this asshole?
Got studios that want to make money. Hey, we put him in here. Hey, we did it for an extra billion.
What is the next thing he's doing? I gotta go see it now.
Just out of spite?
Not gonna look it up. All right, so there were very few points in this movie. So I like to play a game when I watch movies now. And that game is...
The Girl Who Played With Fire is rumored, but next announced movie that they show him in is Bond 24.
Yeah, okay.
They've announced him for 24 and 25. And The Girl Who Played With Fire, he's announced for, but it's rumored.
There's no way they're going to make that movie.
They need to stop making that movie. The first time they made Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was the best.
Yeah. And
they screwed it up so bad when they made the remake.
I don't think they screwed it up. It was just
the
so
ending.
Uncalled
they screwed
for.
Up the ending. Totally
it was
screwed
ridiculously
the
uncalled for. And the thing that I find frustrating was with that movie is that's a David Fincher movie. David Fincher is the man.
Yes.
Like he is such a meticulous, awesome filmmaker that if you give him a movie worth making that turns out great. So, like, he got that Aaron Sorkin script from for Social Network, and that's just, like, meticulous filmmaking.
Yeah.
There is no reason that movie is any good whatsoever, except for it was a good script and David Fincher was involved. Take, by contrast, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which was shaky at best, and it's just, like, hard to watch.
It's called, the producer says, make this, in order to make your other movie that you want to make, you have to do this one first.
Maybe. I don't know what did it. Well, and the other thing about Bond 24,
contractual obligation.
The new Bond, is that Sam Mendes, after Skyfall, was like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but he's signed on for those two Bonds that you mentioned. So they must have just backed up a truck of money.
Yeah, he is the director on 24, and I'm looking now on quit jumping around.
Tony, you need to use your mouse.
Somebody says, I don't want to do anything, and then, like, to do thing X, and then, like, 2 months later, they're like, all right, I'm doing that thing I said I didn't want to do.
To be fair, if people... there is a lot that I would do that I would say I wouldn't do if somebody backed up a truck.
That's what I'm saying
right here.
I would do horrific things if somebody backed up a truck of money and said, here you go.
Sometimes it doesn't have to be a truck full of money. It says, we'll back your dream project.
Half truck of money. I would do terrible things.
Yeah, we can fund Punch Out.
It's going to happen. 2016, it's announced.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah, somebody go put it on IMDb.
Yeah.
It's been announced.
So I like to play a game.
I think you need someone attached before you can announce it.
Or attached.
Oh.
I'm waiting for the movie Joust.
We can rumor. We can attach rumored actors to
it. Jousting with their penis?
No, just the video game Joust, maybe to a film. That's it.
Caterpillar next.
Oh yeah, or Zebius.
So I like to play a game when I watch movies now, and that game is, why are we doing this, and how do you know that? and so I didn't play that game a lot. I didn't get very much traction out of this movie. I'm getting a lot of traction out of The Mentalist with that, though, right now. How do you know that? Well, this guy's doing this. How do you know that? That's what I got.
I don't understand. How does this game work?
When you watch the movie,
yeah,
they'll do things that don't make any sense, and those are the, why are you doing that?
Oh, I see.
And then when they make these weird leaps in logic, like, oh, well, they must be doing this. How do you know that?
Because I said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's in the script.
Because we want to fight on a volcano world? Okay.
They told you Thor was in this movie, right?
Yeah.
He gets to do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's the God of Thunder. Hit you with his hammer.
There was something in there. God damn it. Why can't I remember
movie? I liked what they did with Loki in that regard, in that he had motivations for everything he did, even if they were hidden. They buried his motivations regularly, but they were all there, and they revealed them for the most part till the end.
The other thing that I always find frustrating, and we were talking about this in the car, is it's like there was a lot of talk about...
I tell them to save it for the podcast.
That's the right
He doesn't listen.
His trustworthiness. You know, it's like, how can I trust you? And it's like, well, someone that you can rely on to not be trusted is about as good as someone who you can trust, insofar as you can trust them to not be trustworthy. So I don't understand why you ever get tricked by this guy when you know that's all he's trying to do is get over on you.
Well, and see, again! God damn it, again! I'm tired of Loki tricking Thor.
But he does it in such a way, even early on, where Thor calls him on it.
No, Thor's just dumb.
No, he calls him on it until the last trick. There's only one trick that Loki gets away with in the whole movie, with Thor.
Maybe with this Thor movie.
In this movie.
There are several times with
Loki. But how does it happen? Dad. Like, when his dad is, like, suddenly cool? That seems like a tell. You know what I mean?
It does, but this is also somebody with daddy issues who's just looking for validation. That's all he's ever wanted from his daddy.
I get daddy issues. I know a thing or two about it. If my dad started, like, telling me what a good job I did, I'd be like, something's up. What's up? This is fucked. This is not right.
You want money, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry you can't have half the truck of money that just got backed up.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not going to happen.
And so how many times has he been Charlie Brown on his ass with Loki pulling the football out from underneath him?
In this
like
movie,
he's probably
once.
Spent their whole life
right.
basically interacting that whole scene.
And that's why he called him out on it the first time he sees him in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
When he's in the cell, he's like, all right, you can't bullshit me. I know you're upset that mom's dead.
Another thing that bummed me out is I saw an article on the internet about how like overused the premise of letting yourself be willfully captured in order to advance your plot. So they put it in Avengers. They put it in this movie with the I forget his name.
Curse.
Good mm-hmm. call. They did the same thing in Skyfall. There's been like 5 or 6 movies in the last 5 years where the bad guy gets captured intentionally.
Yeah, I think it's because they realize that there's no other way to do a really interesting scene with the bad guy and the good guy in the same room without that trick.
Oh, that's a good observation.
The Dark Knight.
Oh, that was on there too, exactly.
Yeah, because otherwise there's not a good reason to have the good guy and the bad guy face-to-face. Every one of those movies mentioned gives you that payoff of having the good guy and the bad guy.
Which is weird, because we now live in a world where we can instantly communicate with anybody independent of geographic location.
If you know how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, I think...
So are you suggesting good guy, bad guy, they Skype because they're on different sides? You know?
Yeah, I kind of feel like...
I don't see a whole lot of Skyping going on in Asgard.
They do a hangout.
But see, in this case, it was a matter of putting the weapon...
Yeah, I know, I get the point.
Placing the weapon. Even
that was out of Wally, Tony.
I know it was.
That was Mr. Echo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't recognize him.
Atabisi.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that, but...
You should. I think you'd like it. He takes a coffee can and bashes someone upside the head and then proceeds to make gentlemanly relations with him.
He is a gentleman.
Yeah. So from what I've gathered from this conversation, it seems like it might be in your wheelhouse, as it were.
So they even did that in Battlestar Galactica.
Gentlemanly relations?
No.
Admiral Kane was still a chick, Tony.
She was a butch chick.
She was still a chick, so there was no gentlemanly about
it. No,
she was a forceful lover.
They put someone into a position.
Was it Fat Leah Dama?
No, but Fat Leah Dama was soft. Not even set up.
So one of my coworkers just came back from Israel. He was like on a 2-week trip there. He's like, yeah, I loved it, except whenever I would see a hot chick, she started talking with that Hebrew accent and it completely ruined it. You know what, Ben? This is my favorite of your racisms. Of all your racisms, this one's my favorite. He has a lot.
Is this guy a member of the tribe? Is he Jew?
No.
Why would a non-Jew go to Israel?
The food, of course.
The excitement. The peaceful surroundings.
Yeah, normally whenever I hear someone went to Israel, I always assume they're doing that free paid trip to Israel you can get if your parentage is correct.
Yeah, his family's pretty religious, but they're not Jewish. Hmm. I think it was a trip to...
So just a regular Christian religious thing?
Yeah.
What can you do?
All right, so I felt like there was a story that they wanted to put in here that didn't get put in. And that was the... Yeah. And that was the conflict that Thor should have been with Sif and not with Jane Foster. Like, they hinted, like, way around it. And it was like, it just seemed like...
Well, yeah, they keep talking about it all the time.
There seems to be nothing between those two.
All the time?
Other than every once in a while, Sif will give Jane Foster a look like, I'm going to cut your
throat. Yeah, they just had angry looks at each other. And that was pretty much... That was the...
They seem to have no interest in each other.
Talk to me about that for 10 minutes after the power went out.
She's that bitch giving that other bitch the eye?
Yeah, Dad, it was the last thing that happened before the power went out. Yeah, I'm right here.
That's what bitches do.
Something that one of Thor's comrades mentioned to him. He said you should be... Well, no, it was Odin who mentioned to him. He said you should be paying attention to what's in front of you instead of elsewhere. And they cut to Sif on the...
This is the same guy that turned him into a human.
Yes. Hold on a second. let's not pretend like there was some sort of subtle filmmaking here.
No.
They cut to her. Yeah. Like, it was about as heavy-handed as it gets.
Yeah, it's not subtle.
Even later, when Sif is like, hey, let's do it, and Thor's like, no, I got other places to hang my hammer.
Okay, so another thing is...
And when he goes into the room, what's he do? He hangs his hammer.
The hammer
and right on her.
I actually thought that was really funny.
It was
really
funny.
Yes.
According to the IMDb trivia,
broken the wall.
Yeah, the IMDb trivia says that that was just improv. He just did that because he was
goofing
around with it between takes.
It
he didn't know what to do with it, so he just did it.
It just seems so natural. I go to, okay, just hanging her hair. Everybody else is putting their coats up. So
yeah, so, and another thing, if there's a Thor 3,
there will be.
They need to get somebody else to guard the Bifrost because Heimdall is terrible at it. Twice now, twice now he is like just committed treason.
Doesn't it start off with like I never fail, and then it's just constant failure through the entire movie?
In the first one,
he did take out that ship though. That was pretty fucking badass.
And then did you see him stare down the bigger ship?
Yes.
Yeah, you notice how it doesn't come into Asgard. It only sends the little ones.
The big one never comes into Asgard.
He canceled the apocalypse.
Yeah, he did cancel the apocalypse.
I was looking for a Pacific Rim joke. You got to it first.
Boom.
Damn it, Tony. How did he fail in the first one? I thought he was injured.
He didn't see Loki
smuggle the frost giants in.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't come up the Bifrost. They came in the back.
Right, but he sees everything that's like kind of
he sees everything else.
That might be propaganda on his part.
Yeah. he's selling a bill of goods that is he clearly
maybe can. That's just his line he uses to get chicks. He's like, you know, I see everything, right?
Well, that could have been part of his
everything, yeah.
That could have been
seen
part
it
of
all anyway.
That is a panty dropper.
Yeah, you can't hide anything from me.
Yeah. That's like earlier in the movie when Thor's like, yeah, Heimdall couldn't see you anymore. What?
It could be part of his problem. He's distracted because he's looking to the art house across the river there. Watching the House of Boys.
Why are there so many shoes here?
Are you impugning Idris Elba's honor over there? I'm okay with that. I crossed a line at this table, but I think none of us wanted to cross. Idris Elba's a national treasure. Not even our nation.
He's not a part of our nation.
He's a world treasure.
He's a rapper.
Rapper. Is like a candy rapper or just a rapper?
I believe he owns a recording label.
He is a DJ.
Honestly, I think the most exciting thing about Thor 2 is the little tease for Guardians of the Galaxy.
That didn't make any sense, though. Who is giving the collector Infinity Gem? Who ordered those two to do that? That didn't make any sense, unless it's Loki doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. I'm sure it'll be explained.
It made no sense.
Listen, you know how we went to Luke's and it's like a 40-minute drive from my house to Luke's? Eric talked about that goddamn collector for seriously 37 of those minutes between my house and
Jesus.
Luke's house. And I was like, Eric, comics are stupid. I don't care. No, the Infinity Gauntlet's going to be awesome. Eric, I don't give a shit. I'll wait for the movies to come out. No, it's going to be so good. Eric, I don't care. Stop.
And they had the whole Infinity Gauntlet in the first one.
That's true, they did.
The gauntlet is put together in the vault. It's there. Yeah.
No, but yeah. I couldn't be more excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, James Gunn, who's from St. Louis, has made some really awesome movies, and they're going to give him a big Marvel budget. And he's cast the shit out of it.
I would say some awesome... He's made Super?
Did you see Super?
Super's fantastic.
Super's great.
Shut up, crime.
Yeah, exactly. The Dawn of the Dead remake that he wrote.
I don't watch the zombies.
Whoa, that Zack Snyder directed?
Yeah, he wrote it. Plus, Scooby-Doo, yo!
Oh, that's true. What he did with scrapping there was pretty fantastic.
What are you talking about?
James Gunn.
James Gunn.
No, I know what you're... I know that.
I've got children. I watch these movies.
I don't have children. I don't watch them.
I've not seen it. I'm just familiar with his IMDb page. But I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. He's got John C. Reilly in it. Cast the
Vin
shit out of
Diesel,
it.
Vin Diesel, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper's their Acuan. It's going to be good.
So I didn't notice that Chuck was Fandral in this movie.
Yep. supposedly they wanted him initially, but he was busy making that show that canceled, and so he was available now.
And the other guy couldn't show up for this one because he's on Once Upon a Time now.
What other guy?
The
guy
Josh Dallas, who was Fandral in the first movie.
Who is he on Once Upon a Time?
I don't know, but
is
I can
Prince Charming?
I don't know. Yes.
I know.
I don't watch that show, so I couldn't tell you.
Tony, it's so bad.
I know. I've seen Julie watch it.
It's bad.
I watched like an episode of it and said, man, Fables is so much better than this, and stopped.
I'm very bored.
Is it your time?
I'm to the point in my life where I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about anything else except fighting my own boredom. And one day, I'm going to lose the fight of my own boredom.
It sounds like
it's going to be a dark time in the rebellion.
It sounds like you need a drug habit.
Yeah. I kind of feel like
you
I do.
Need a drug habit or an excessive masturbation.
I have an addictive personality.
Well, that's already there.
Yeah.
Listen.
This sounds like a match made in heaven.
Boggle your mind. So I have an addictive personality, and I don't want to get into drugs and alcohol. At least more alcohol than I'm currently into. Luckily, I get real bad hangovers.
See,
so
I think you're looking at this from the wrong perspective, because, like, you're bored, right? You know what cures boredom? Heroin. And then, right, call me, heroin, right? So we've got one problem solved. Well, you're like, what about all these other supplemental problems? That's okay, because guess when you're not bored? When you're sucking some dude's dick in a car for drug money.
That's true.
That's not a boring time.
House
dangerous
of boys.
Time,
House
perhaps.
Of boys, yeah, House of Boys is going to be a cautionary tale for me, I think.
And then once you kick your habit, you get to walk around telling everybody about how difficult and awesome you are. Yeah,
yeah,
talk
you show
about
everybody
the program.
Your chip, and then you're not bored anymore.
This shit's all very time consuming.
Yeah,
you've got a bright future ahead of you,
listen,
sir.
I know. This is the introduction to Punch Out. This is how it starts. Listen. Don't you think it was weird that old black guy and that young white kid were together? How do you think that happened? He clearly had a drug problem. The old black guy had enough money to furnish him with some drugs, so he convinces him, listen, I'm going to ride around on this bike, you're going to suck my dick for coke, and you're going to be a boxer.
Nice. This is almost like...
Don't give away the plot to the movie.
I know, that's a teaser.
It sounds like we're remaking Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Punch-Out.
Yeah. Because I remember the only thing I really took away from Requiem for a Dream, which is hard to say, is that when Jennifer Connelly, who I think is like the most beautiful person on the planet, was like,
go
having
on.
Sex with that dude for coke. I was like,
you are,
go I
you are
give
welcome
me
here
coke.
Anytime, my friend.
Go on.
I'm in the wrong fucking business. Fuck movie tickets.
Hey, you're in showbiz.
Yeah.
You just got to work up the ladder a little more. Get out of the distribution exhibition and get up into directing
the
production.
Yeah, I'm thinking logistics would be a good
logistics,
place to be,
yeah, logistics would be very perfect. The craft services, you can sneak all sorts of things in there. But you can start out in craft services and work up to transportation captain and then...
this all sounds
like
way too legitimate.
It's terrible.
Captain. Too legitimate, man.
Let's become a pirate ship captain. What's going on?
And maybe work
then
up
you can get yourself
coordinator.
An Odin eye patch.
No.
You can be the all-father of the sea. Man, we did not talk about this movie at all.
I mean, like I said, there's not much to say. It's, like, serviceable. It's great.
It's another Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You don't have to convince me that they're okay. I already think they're just okay.
Yeah.
I've had this discussion with Eric, and
if you like the Marvel movies, if you like the Marvel movies, this is another one.
He's like, ah, Avengers was so good. Well, it was an all right movie.
It was super fun. Like, that's really the thing that I think is the most important feature of a movie is the level of fun.
Yeah.
And so
does it distract you out of reality for at least 2 good hours?
Well, and then sometimes movies are not fun, or sometimes they're maybe trying to, like, again, Daniel Craig has never made a fun movie.
Listen, I've seen that man get his balls swatted by a rope and a chair.
And that was boring. How did he do that?
That was fun. That was fun for me. That was fun for me because they were my balls.
Skyfall was kind of fun.
I like Skyfall.
It's there's some like great sequences in it, but it's
but they don't include Daniel
Craig. I guess
Craig.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not fun because
they're all team shooting Dench being awesome.
Yeah,
with her Javier Bardem.
Sack. The motorcycle sequence at the beginning is
and Javier
awesome.
Bardem. Yeah, when Javier Bardem and Judi Dench are the same scene, it's fantastic. And most of those scenes don't include James Bond.
And the movie's 2.5 hours long. Then it's ridiculous.
No, I'm okay with that.
I don't have a problem.
That movie is overlong. It is overlong.
There are tons of sequences that do not. Like that whole Asian casino thing with the goddamn Gila monsters.
Yeah.
No. Cut this out. You can pick up that bitch in any random bar in 2 minutes.
I feel like there needs to be a rule. You can't make your movie over in 2 hours and 15 minutes unless you put hobbits in it.
Whoa. Harry Potter hobbits. Movies are already over.
Do what now?
Harry Potter movies are already over. But I could have seen those things stretched out another hour.
No way.
The Dark Knight.
No way. That's the only reason they were tolerable is because they were paced so briskly.
No. Mm-mm. I wanted all the fan service possible.
No.
Sexual and otherwise.
Lord of the Rings extended cuts. And they start to become, like, torture.
No. Here's the thing. I agree with you on the Lord of the Rings extended cuts. I'm out for
that. The Lord of the Rings extended cuts are like dick chafing. That's what it is. It's like the lube is gone. It's no fun anymore.
I don't know. I kind of like
people,
those.
They're for people like Eric who consume, like, half the population. Like, people who get a thrill because they think that there's some sort of inside circle that they're in. I remember these ogres from The Hobbit, and we're all camping underneath their stone bodies. Yeah, great.
I'm just saying, you want to make a new Saving Private Ryan movie?
No, I don't.
No,
that's fine.
No.
That's fine.
No.
Spielberg is
here. No.
You want to make a movie about Lincoln?
Well, no.
2.5 hours?
No.
That's fine. You can do it.
Don't
we have a rule. There needs to be hobbits.
No, Spielberg needs to stop.
Spielberg does need to stop.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to get no argument from me.
That guy's an asshole, and he cheats.
When was the last time he made a good movie?
Listen, the movies aren't bad. He just cheats.
I agree.
Well,
but
wait, what do you mean by
good
cheating?
One. I like Lincoln well enough.
He puts elements into his movies, not because they need to be there, but because he thinks that it's going to create an emotional connection with me. Mm-hmm. But, unfortunately for him, I have no emotions, so I see him for the charlatan that he is!
Gravity pulled a Spielberg. We talked.
Gravity pulled a Spielberg.
I don't think it's nearly as egregious as some of the shit that he's pulled.
No.
I would agree with you that it's totally
Saving Private Ryan is nothing but him Spielberging all over the screen.
Oh, I don't even think that's the worst instance of that. The worst one is gotta be that Kubrick movie that he fucked up.
What are we
AI?
Talking
AI, yeah.
I don't think he fucked it up. I think he made his Peter Pan. I think he made the Peter Pan movie I always wanted.
This is why I didn't see this movie, because it looked terrible.
It's Peter Pan.
He makes it like crazy.
Or no, I'm sorry, not Peter Pan. It's
Pinocchio.
I guess so, but... One of the characters
is
named the Blue Fairy. Pinocchio.
I don't remember how Pinocchio ends. Once the whale leaves, I'm out.
I don't know. You know, I always zoned out at the same spot, and I think he was pretty happy getting drunk and smoking cigars.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see that there was a problem with that.
But yeah, AI just, like, it's goes all bleak and then just turns sentimental at the very, very end. I think that one's the most egregious of his bullshit sentimentality. We saw a Jurassic Park when it was re-released, and it does not hold up very well at all.
Does not.
It's got a lot of that sentimental BS. Mm. It's like a crappy version of Jaws. Computers.
How do you know a Spielberg movie has got daddy issues?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have daddy issues. The only daddy issues I have is I'm becoming my father.
that counts, buddy.
No, actually, I like my
dad. Yeah, his dad's pretty cool, so that's
my dad's actually an okay guy.
It's not a bad thing.
I just don't like that I'm old. It's not really necessarily about him.
So I finished that story of film. A 15-hour documentary.
Tony, 15
Tell me
hours?
About how riveting it was.
I thought it was great, but...
So is that what we're doing for the first 15 weeks of 2014?
Yes.
Tony, I can't do that.
Okay.
Very commitment.
No, that's fair. We're doing that for the first... That's episode 301. All 15 hours.
Whoa.
What?
Get started.
He's 30 now.
That was the documentary that brought on the Woody Allen thing.
What?
I don't...
think it was.
Wasn't it? Well,
oh no, maybe. It was the one of the conversation.
It was probably part of the conversation. Yeah, it was part of the conversation. Yeah, it brought in the conversation.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a few other movies that I'm going to see based on the documentary. Uh-huh. Just because if you go to the Wikipedia page, there is a list that's probably 200 movies long.
Damn it, Tony. When I left here last week, I got halfway home, and I'm like, shit, there was this whole thing I wanted to talk about with Manhattan. I'll just bring it up next week. But now I've forgotten it again. Son of a bitch.
The thing that I found to be very unfortunate about you guys watching Manhattan, not having seen any Woody Allen movies, was it would be tantamount to being like, oh, you've never seen any pornography? Well, let me pull out this German selection.
Here, okay, I remember what it was. So
it's that was the
German
prop.
Porn with
the that was the prop.
That gets the wheels turning. Can do true decadence.
Yeah, exactly. Flowing.
So that movie is ranked like 76th on AFI's top 100 movies of all time. Do you think it deserves to be there?
No.
Well, really, the thing is, I think the thing is that you guys definitely pointed out how despicable his character is in Manhattan.
See, I think despicable is the wrong word.
He's a total asshole, man.
Yeah. Nah, see, that's not the thing. I just don't like him. I don't think he's necessarily a bad dude. I think he just kind of sucks.
I think he's totally a bad dude.
I think
a bad dude.
I would have liked the movie better if there was a different actor playing that character and somebody who was a ton more charismatic.
Well, this is the thing.
Like somebody who's suave,
I was trying to get to.
Really actually suave.
Yeah, and, Michael Fassbender's dick.
Yes. just his penis.
The thing I was trying to get to was that so Manhattan is like his 10th feature. I don't know how it plays chronologically, but he's like a well-established character that he's sort of playing against. So like he's kind of playing against a type that he's already done. So like Manhattan is very much a sibling film to Annie Hall. And so if you haven't seen Annie Hall before you see Manhattan, you sort of are missing an aspect of that movie.
So is Manhattan the younger brother or the ugly sister? Because it's got to be one of those two.
Manhattan is the ugly sister, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Because
Manhattan's
black and
Manhattan
white.
Manhattan is surly and disagreeable, whereas Annie Hall is really sweet and friendly and approachable.
Yeah, there's a reason it's a Best Picture winner is because it's a fucking killer movie. And then Manhattan is very much like a rejection of the accessibility of it. And so he's like, he's more bourgeoisie in Manhattan than he is in Annie Hall. Yeah. Where he's more working class. You pointed out the thing where...
oh, my God, you listened to the episode? That's terrible.
I was listening to it for her because she was on it. And also, I wanted to hear...
I like your spousal support.
Yeah. That's rare.
Yeah.
I think Lena's working a very big zero episodes I've ever been on, except for directing.
Well, I listen to a ton of podcasts anyway, so like...
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
better ones.
You listen to movie podcasts? You listen to... guys.
That one.
I mostly listen to. This is gonna come out bad. I'm just predicting. I mostly listen to podcasts by professional entertainers.
Yeah, those guys suck.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were slumming it with our show,
without a doubt. I got all my vaccines in before I showed up.
Can't vaccinate you against chlamydia. I know. Been to 120 bathhouses in my day. Why don't we have bathhouses anymore?
Oh, they exist.
Yeah, maybe you're just hanging out with the wrong dudes.
House of Boys.
Yeah, come on.
Much too straight for a bathhouse. Actually, there is one downtown.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Eastern Promises? From what I'm led to believe, those are like the manliest places ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because people regularly
knife fights
attack
with their
you.
Dicks
with...
out.
Yeah.
Listen, there's no greater fear than fighting naked.
Wet and naked. With
naked
knives.
And afraid.
Get in afraid. I wish I had found this bit of trivia before when we were talking about Manhattan last week.
Well, we're talking about it now.
Well, Woody Allen disliked his work in this film so much he offered to direct another film for United Artists for free if they kept Manhattan on the shelf for good. Allen later reportedly said, quote, "I just thought to myself, at this point in my life, if this is the best I can do, they shouldn't give me money to make movies."
Wow.
That sounds like him.
So I kind of feel like I got the point of the movie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like I was saying, that it's sort of a rejection of all the goodwill that he built up over a number of years. Like, he was really...
It seems self-sabotaging.
He was
whipping his dick out and saying, you know, "Hey, bus full of children. Let's see if I can alienate everybody."
I think the perfect example is that there's a long period in time where Woody Allen and Mel Brooks are like contemporaries. They're making basically the same kinds of movies. And so Manhattan is really the turn that Mel Brooks never took, where Woody Allen went, "Fuck all you people. Hey, you over there, fuck you." And, over there, you, fuck you. You know, getting all his fucks in. And it gets worse. Like, he makes this movie called Stardust Memories, which is another black and white movie, and it's all about, his rejection as a career. Like, he plays a director who's, like, misanthropic about his work, so it's really, like, a first-hand commentary about the way he feels about
his life. That's kind of what I'm doing with this show, where I play this character.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What can I do to make the world better? Make funnier movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I like your early funny works. The other thing is he churns out a movie a year, so he has some truly terrible ones. Yeah. Like, if you want to scrape the bottom of the barrel, Melinda and Melinda with Will Ferrell, the worst. It's so bad. But then again, every other year or so, he puts out something that's really pretty great. So like, Midnight in Paris is really good, and
Match Point, which is a particular favorite of mine.
What is it called? When in Rome? Is that
wasn't that the one with Alec Baldwin?
The one that I'm thinking of has Alec Baldwin. I think When in Rome is the Kristen Bell movie.
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's right. It's a totally different movie.
I didn't cry at the end.
I'm sorry.
It's because I'm a robot.
To Rome with Love.
To Rome with Love. Thank you.
I think IMDb.
There's definitely some good things in that movie. So, like I said, this was there are worse places to start if you're going to dive into Woody Allen, but not by much. Just really not by much.
So this was The Dark World, is what I'm hearing?
The Dark World was Manhattan.
No.
I'm making a Thor joke now.
And it was hilarious.
It got better when I explained it.
They always do.
Yeah. It's like aging wine.
All the jokes are better when you explain them.
I gotta write that down.
So, you guys settled on the boys in the closet or whatever it is.
House of Boys, Skanksgiving.
House of Boys.
It's Skanksgiving.
It was one that I was thinking about, but I hadn't started talking yet, so I didn't say. There's this documentary about these twin.
You're not going to get much traction.
Twin French whores, and they're old.
Keep going. Wait.
The twins are.
Is this the one on Netflix?
They're like fat and wear pink and stuff.
Yeah, it's
supposedly it's great. You watched it?
No, it's like no, but I see it every time I flip the movies.
Too.
It's like after the porn. Shit, what is it called? After the porn ends or something like that?
No, not that one, because that's about
that one
porn
is not
stars.
Good.
How many are there?
Lots of them.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing I finish Naruto in 7 years.
Well, it makes you think you're going to finish in 7 years, I'll make more.
No, I
wish I could remember the name of it. Nothing?
Up old French whores?
No. This is the best. This is the best thing that Netflix does. So I put in twin French whores. So here are the results. In order, top to bottom. Number one, Twin Peaks.
Fair enough.
Get it.
All right.
The next movie, Whore's Glory.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Which is a compassionate documentary examining the daily routines and experiences of prostitutes in Thailand, Bangladesh, and Mexico.
Depressing.
Then there's a movie called Twin Sisters. Then there's Doctor Who. Then there's The French Connection 2. The Evil Twin. A French Gigolo. Spy Kids All the Time in the World. And Sexual Chronicles of a French Family.
Oh, I've watched that.
Boondock Saints.
Of course, yeah.
Separating Twins. Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Oh, I've seen that too. It's so good.
I'm not going to go on, but...
Thank you, Netflix.
Hey, so I read an article about how they were bragging about how awesome their search algorithm is now. No, what a recommendation algorithm. Never mind. Cancel. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Proceed. House of Boys still gets my vote.
Amsterdam's Oldest Prostitutes?
That might be the topic. Is that the name of the thing?
Are you kidding? The women are Louise and Martine Fockens. The movie is Meet the Fockens.
That's the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I may just watch that one for pleasure, not business.
I mean, I don't know what your choosing ethic is or like what the point of your podcast is necessarily. So,
well, we have none.
And we talk about movies.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's about it.
Neat.
We have a tagline. I don't remember what it is.
It's better than the back
seat. We don't
seat.
Make movies, but we decide what's good.
No,
it's something close to
it.
That.
We don't make movies, but we sure as hell know what's wrong with them.
We don't make movies, but we'll let you know what is and isn't working in Hollywood. That's not really what we
that
do.
That wasn't the... I like the other one, the autobiographical... Like
the autobiographical...
Nobody knows the tagline.
An autobiographical cathartic experience through film.
I like that one much better. Listen, I've already got Creamy Sleeve and the Infinite Fins for other business.
All right, Thor, we're done.
We're done.
Yes?
Let me ask you a question about Thor.
Uh-oh.
This isn't about Thor. No, actually, I got nothing. I saw the trailer for Days of Future Past, though.
And?
Damn, it looks good.
It does.
I don't even give a shit about the X-Men, but man, it looks good.
I like what they did with the trailer.
I also like what they did with the trailer.
But trailers lie, so...
I'm sure I will be incredibly disappointed.
Yeah, X3 had a dope trailer. X3 had the best trailer.
Yeah, it had Vinnie Jones running around as a juggernaut. Yeah, how could this possibly go wrong?
I remember walking out of that movie, and I said, wow. And the guy I was with was like, yeah, I know. And I said, man, that was terrible. He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you can't talk to nerds, Tony. Don't talk to nerds. This is your problem. When you go to Archon, you talk to people.
The wrong kind of people. The worst kind
Trust
of people.
Trust me. You
that
know.
Are people.
I actually had that almost exact experience with Cabin in the Woods. Like, I'd seen it, and I was telling a guest as I was pouring a beer for him how awesome it was. And then this blonde bimbo chick who's like 15 years younger than him comes sidling up to him, and he hands her one of his beers. And he's like, you hear that, honey? This guy says Cabin in the Woods is great. And she's like, I've seen it, and it was terrible.
That person was wrong. I made my wife
go by herself.
Who are you going to believe? Like her or you?
Yeah.
The guy who's poured your beer.
And then she came home, and she's like, I'm taking you to see this tonight. There will be no discussion and no argument about this. I'm like, oh, come on. Now we went, and I was like, damn, that was really good, but I can't say it was really good.
She ruined it for
you? You can't admit that she had some taste. Like,
she remembers everything. I mine like a hawk. A steel trap hawk.
I
have
a feeling.
It's like an avatar dual animal. It's a
trap hawk. Landing on your arm.
I'll bring you Avatar next week. I've got it somewhere.
It's
the Nickelodeon
not on
cartoon.
Have
it's
you
fantastic.
Seen it?
No. I'm an adult.
Oh my god, it's so good. Let me give you...
It's never going to happen, dude. I heard your little deal about crimes and misdemeanors, and I'm just like, this doesn't seem like fair trade at all.
Oh, my God. In watching the new one, we were discussing what the problem was, and my wife's like, ooh, there's so much boring stuff. I'm like, no, the problem is the original premise laid out in the first episode is this monk pacifist dude has to kill this other dude because he has to. And so the next three seasons are this philosophical problem that he's got where, hey, I don't want to kill anybody, but I kind of have to. That's what we don't have.
Or he's going to destroy everything.
God damn it.
It's great.
So good.
It's never going to happen.
Listen, man, I'm not here. I don't have to give you awesome things to watch. That's not my job. I'm just letting you know it's awesome and you'd enjoy it. I bet.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Better than Thor.
next week, House of Boys.
House of Boys.
Thanksgiving.
I will make sure. Thanksgiving we've ever done.
I'm going to make sure that we have enough peppermint shot glasses, candy cane shot glasses to go around.
Peppermint I believe shot I glasses have, with fireball in it.
I might have to test that out this week just to see
how.
I might
have to find somebody to drive me home.
Get Melina to come out.
She doesn't drink.
Well,
all the better.
Like, by Wait, the way, what? Come haul my drunk ass.
Well, she doesn't drink.
By the way, Sean, if come I had Tinky here, drunk ass do, around.
I know she drinks that.
Two next Wednesday.
God damn it.
On Thanksgiving?
He works all the holidays, man.
That's awful.
That's fine.
They need somebody who knows how to reboot the projector.
Yes, indeed.
But how are you going to pick up Skanks?
You're in serious jeopardy there.
It's like bowling.
You just move past it. Like, I don't even recognize holidays anymore, because instead of them being like something to look forward to, they're just symbols of dread.
Skanksgiving is the highest of holy days.
No. I do Super Bowl, and I do April 20th, and those are my only two holidays, because I can have them, because nobody else cares.
There you
are. Whoa. Who's your fantasy quarterback?
Colin Kaepernick.
That's a mistake.
I don't think so.
I guess.
What's the significance of April 20th?
It's a marijuana day.
Oh.
Dear old guy.
Okay. All right. The 420 thing. Yeah, I forgot. Didn't register right away.
It's late.
He's celebrating my aunt's birthday.
Yeah, that's right. She's very dear to me.
I'm
Colin
Kaepernick. You gotta drive to Colorado now?
I also have, we're moving soon. I also have Marshawn Lynch and Matt Forte.
Yeah.
So I go all RBs. So, like, yeah. I didn't draft until, like, the quarterback until the fifth or sixth round. So that was my big, what's the word I'm looking for? Opus for this year was to just go RBs hard. And then I bought the two that didn't break. So I've got, like, Steven Ridley and who's my fourth guy? I've got Andre Brown now. Mm. So I'm just a little stacked for running backs.
I'm a big fan of running backs.
It's the way to go. What's your record?
My record is 10-1.
Damn.
I was undefeated. But
Drew Brees?
Nope. Manning. I've got the Broncos running back.
Yeah, see, I didn't.
No Sean came out of nowhere.
I put zero faith in that Denver Broncos team. I was like, I want no part of that.
No, man.
That was a mistake.
When Manning came back,
yeah, I know.
When they signed Manning, I was like, that's a quarterback to have, because that dude's going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to have something to prove. So I had him last year and this year, and he's paid off.
No, I don't get down for Peyton Eli.
Oh, come on. I hate Eli Manning. Manning is one of three quarterbacks in the league. I just want to lose every time I see him.
I became a Giants fan after Super Bowl 42 because I hate Tom Brady, as everyone does. And so
I think he's dreamy.
Shut up, Jolie.
I don't have a problem with him, but dreamy. Hilariously so, next Sunday night is Manning versus Brady.
Yeah.
And so they were showing it on last Sunday night, and they had this picture of Manning, like they did the side-by-side, like the marquee, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like this picture of Manning, and then they had like this Dexter-style shot of Tom Brady. Looked like a serial killer.
She said that very same thing.
Exact goddamn thing. It's like,
what is going on?
When did Tom Brady become Dexter?
What's happening here?
It's not fair that he gets to be so handsome and so successful. I don't get down for that.
Oh,
so
he should be rewarded for being so handsome.
He should be punished.
He should be genetically rewarded.
An albatross around his neck.
He should father so many children because those genes need to be everywhere.
Mm-mm.
So when they went 18-0 and then lost the Giants, it was like Giants for life. It's on. And they did it again, and it was extra good because I picked them in the pool, so I won a bunch of money.
Mm.
I believe that was my pool.
Yeah, but I did the picking.
Officially, it was my money. Just like.
Okay, you win.
God damn it. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll see you all next time.
You want to stay for the football talk?
Yeah.
We're going to move into the Packers here in a second.
Fantasy talk.
though, because here's what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is going to be out for the next 2 weeks, at least. Tanzine's going to lose the job to Matt Flynn, and then it's on. Unprecedented run of the Super Bowl by Matt Flynn.
By Matt Flynn?
Yep, I'm going to see him. Week 16 in Lambeau, I'm going to see it.
Broken.
What do you mean he's broken?
The word on the street is that he's all fucked up. That's why he wasn't playing well in Oakland.
No, he's fine. He wasn't playing well in Oakland because I don't know where.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have signed him if he was all jacked up.